Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Well, all right then, Nick. How about this?
Yeah, it's Roy.
Oh, hiya.
Afternoon. Oh, hi, Fallon.
Hi. I've just had a great idea, Will.
What's that?
What if Nick can't come to the wedding in your granddad's trap? Why don't you and Roy use it?
Mm. Hey?
Hasn't Will told you? Joe spent ages putting a canopy on Bartleby's trap.
Oh. It's bright orange. An old tent.
Yeah, well, it's dead nice of him, but yeah, it glows so much you could see it from space.
Oh, I promised we'd use it at the wedding somehow. It means a lot to him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Bartleby can bring the groom and best man to Grey Gables.
Oh. No.
Why not?
Well, because no one cares what me and Roy look like when we get to the wedding.
Cheers, mate.
Oh, Grandad wants to see Nick in it, really. You know, the beautiful bride up on the trap.
Oh, Joe's such a softie.
Yeah, under all the smoke and grumpiness.
Yeah, I'm getting changed at Grey Gables with Mum and the bridesmaid, so, well, I don't need it.
Oh, OK. So, you want to find something else to do with it?
Oh, right. Don't sit down, Roy.
Oh, fantastic. First no one cares what I look like, now I can't even sit down.
Well, sorry, but we can't plan a hen night with you here.
Yeah, no way.
And Andrew's bringing Jake and Mir back at 3.
Don't worry, we're off to the pub like we agreed.
There's a couple of things to sort out with a stag night as well.
Oh, I'm finally going to discover what's happening, am I?
Right, see you later.
Yeah, bye-bye.
See you, Roy.
Oh, one thought about your hen night. If nurses are out, how about air hostess?
Oh, in your dreams, Will Grundy.
Get out of here.
Right, I'll see you later. Mwah. Are we set?
Yeah, come on then.
I apologise, my husband-to-be. Ooh, that sounds weird.
Mrs. Nick Grundy. Have you started using it yet?
No. Well, I signed a couple of Christmas cards, Nick and Will Grundy, you know, just to try it out.
Nick, you're glowing.
Oh, I don't know why. Getting married's such a hassle. Invites, eating plans.
Oh, dear me, it must be awful. Being the centre of attention, everyone telling you how wonderful you are.
All right. Maybe it is quite good fun, but there are still some real problems to sort out.
Like the trap.
And Emma.
Emma? Why? What's she been up to?
Oh, nothing, but obviously she and Ed are coming to the wedding.
Yeah, that's a given.
Yeah, and it's got me wondering about the hen night.
Well, you wanted to come to that as well?
No, no, not really.
But she wants to.
Well, no, I'm sure she doesn't.
So?
Well, she's still my sister-in-law, sort of.
Oh, okay.
And if I don't invite her, then...
Oh, she'll take it as a snub.
Totally, and she is brilliant at making a grudge last forever.
Well, you need a pretend invite then.
A pretend invite?
Hmm. But don't worry, that I'm organising the hen night. I'll sort it out now.
Will that be enough, Pat?
No. Kirsty wants plenty tomorrow. Let's do another box.
Okay. You were absolutely right, though.
What?
We shouldn't say anything to Helen or Tom.
Definitely not. They'd be very upset if they knew I'd spoken to Sharon.
Yeah. It'd be different if she'd said yes and allowed us to see Rich.
I know. But she didn't. And that's that.
Yeah.
I keep telling myself, stop thinking about it.
It's playing on my mind as well.
It's the way Sharon... Oh, it's all right.
Go on, love.
No.
It's better than bottling it up.
Ever since I spoke to her, I keep thinking about when she came here, after John's funeral, going over and over it.
Yeah, me too.
Obviously now, I wish we hadn't been so short with her.
Well, we had every reason to be, Pat.
All the same...
I told you, we weren't to know.
But for her to make out, it was all one-sided, that we were completely in the wrong and she was entirely in the right.
Oh, typical Sharon.
Isn't it? Mm. Always the same. Right from when we let her move into the caravan. Can't believe I felt so sorry for her then. A single mum, 18, no prospects. She simply took advantage from the word go.
Yeah.
If only we'd been more careful. Any natural John found her attractive right from the start. Like any 14-year-old boy.
Oh, well, it's one thing, a young lad having a crush.
But the way she led him on.
Oh, yes.
She was so cynical about it. As soon as anyone older showed an interest, like Torquil, she dropped him at once. John got so hurt.
Yes, I know. It was outrageous the way she used him.
Oh, she was so clever at it. Time after time. She'd go away, he'd get over her, and then when things weren't working out, back she'd come.
I always hated finding out she was around again. Made things so difficult.
He never understood we weren't trying to spoil things for him. We were trying to protect him.
Except he didn't want protecting.
He certainly didn't.
Yeah, he thought it was a great lark going to live on the green with her.
Yes, I could still forgive her everything if she'd left him alone when he and Hayley...
Oh, Hayley was so good for him.
Until Sharon ruined everything.
It was all about what she wanted.
And she hasn't changed one bit.
No.
Not even telling her she'd had his son till I cornered her. Not letting us see him. She is so...
Yeah, I know. I feel the same, Pat, but...
Yes. Well, yes, it's all right, Tony.
Whatever we think of Sharon, we're only torturing ourselves.
You're right. Come on, let's get these finished.
Right. And we've got to think of Tom and Helen as well. Especially Helen.
I know.
We have to try and jog on as normal for their sake.
Of course we do.
Apart from anything else, well, I realise you might not feel like it, but...
But what?
Well, that includes tomorrow. We really ought to do something for our anniversary.
There you go. Milk, no sugar.
Ah, oh, ta very much. And your little difficulty is solved.
Emma's not coming?
No.
How did you manage that?
Well, you should have stayed and listened.
Oh, no. I'd only got giggles.
Well, I rang her and said that I was organising your hen night. You'd very much like her to come along, but you understood it might be difficult this late, sorting someone out to look after George and Kira.
Well, what about Ed? Can't he do it?
Nick! Emma knew exactly what was going on. She pretended she'd love to come, but just had to check what was happening next Thursday.
Oh.
I reckon she counted to about three in her head and came back to me, said unfortunately Ed's out that evening, so she can't possibly make it. What a pity.
Brilliant.
Well, there you go. Family honour satisfied. Everyone gets what they really want.
Oh, you're a genius, Fallon.
Well, we all know that.
Oh, mind you, I am as well. I had a flash of inspiration in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Joe can take me and Will round the green in Bartleby's trap, after the reception.
What? Seriously?
Well, why not? Like a lap of honour. It could be fun. I'll have some photos taken in it.
Well, bring a few blankets. Be blooming freezing in that thing.
Well, Harry, Tom, Pete are definites. Oh, and Chris is definite now.
Well, did you get in touch with Jono?
Yeah, he's a probable heading towards definite, as long as his missus gets out of her wrestling class.
Blimey, what, Sylvie's wrestling now?
It's not real wrestling, it's an exercise thing.
And we're all meeting up at the club?
Yep, yeah, first stand-up's on at 8:30, so told everyone to get there for about 8.
Oh, excellent. And on to Felpsham Tandoori afterwards?
Yeah, I reserved a table. I mean, they're bound to be busy.
But it should be a real good night.
Will it do, do you reckon?
Oh, spot on.
I didn't want to say anything until it was all organised.
You've done a good job, mate. Thanks.
Oh, it's no bother. To be honest, I was glad of something to do.
Yeah?
Yeah. Stop me getting antsy at home.
Why? What's up?
Oh, it's nothing. It just seems too quiet for this close to Christmas.
Oh, because you haven't got Phoebe around?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, most years... She's driven me and Ailey nuts by now, telling us about 1,000 times exactly what she wants for Christmas, then changing her mind at the last minute.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
You know, making us put up the decorations way too early and pitching half our Christmas cards to send to her mates, but...
Oh, it's hard, isn't it? Not having your kids around for Christmas.
Oh, I'm really starting to feel it. I mean, Abby's great. I'm much more switched on about it this year, but... You want your whole family there, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Just feels... strange.
Well, you'll be able to Skype her, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Probably a few times on Christmas Day, but... It isn't the same, is it?
There, I've done it, Pat.
What time are we eating?
I booked for 7:15. Is that too early?
No, not for me.
Otherwise we'd have to wait till 8:30.
Oh, we must be doing well.
Jolene said they've got a couple of Christmas parties in tomorrow night.
Oh.
It's all right. We'll be finished before those get going properly.
An anniversary meal's a nice idea.
Well, do us both good to go out.
Yes.
Do you want to go back in the house? I'll see to the cabbages.
No, it's all right. There are only these few left. You can trim the stubs if you like.
Okay.
That'll make a nice change.
Yeah.
Might even stop me thinking about Sharon for a while.
Well,
What really bothers me? I mean, you should have heard her, Tony. Talking about coming here after we'd lost John, like she was the victim in a Victorian melodrama. The innocent maiden turned away by the heartless gentry.
I know she always makes a meal of things, love, but...
No awareness. None at all that she might have been at fault. That it's a miracle I didn't scream and shout at her when she showed up. Because she'd split John and Haley up. And then had the nerve to roll up here, telling us how much he'd meant to her. How she loved him.
Pat, love.
What I can't get out of my mind, though. I just can't stop myself thinking about it, Tony.
What?
I think John and Haley would have stayed together. If it hadn't been for her, there wouldn't have been all that terrible upset in his mind. He'd have been more careful. He might still be with us, Tony. He might not have died.
Oh, I know. I feel exactly the same.
And yet, she can still stop us. The one thing that could help. Seeing Rich. But she won't let us.
It's awful, love. Awful. But the fact is, she's not going to let us see him and we can't do anything about it. She's made that perfectly clear.
Oh, yes. Hasn't she?
So, all we can do is try to accept it and get on.
But this has brought it all back.
Oh, yes, it has.
It's as raw as if we'd lost him yesterday.
Oh, love.
But you're absolutely right. It can't be helped. So we've got to move on. Somehow.
Good boy, good boy.
One more circuit, Freddie, and then we'll have to think about going.
Okay.
And remember what Emily said. Stay inside the lights.
It's all right, Mum. Casper's in charge of Freddie, not the other way round.
Your brother's starting to get the measure of him.
Casper's very friendly.
Well, Welsh ponies usually are.
I like the white flash on his face.
Gives him real character, doesn't it?
That's it, Cass. Good boy.
Hey, Lily, you're not too cold, are you? Do you want to wait inside?
I'm fine, Mum.
We won't be much longer.
It's all right. It was only fair coming here after school. Thanks for all the new clothes, Mum.
You're welcome.
And I love my new camera. It does everything.
Good. I thought it would be nice to take to France.
Oh, I didn't tell you. Charlotte's coming with us now.
Oh, that's what you were hoping for, isn't it?
Keep going.
If there are four in a room, she can share with me, Bethany and Samantha.
You've worked it out already.
And I'm going to sit with Bethany on the coach to the airport. But we can swap in France because Samantha doesn't really like Charlotte.
I see.
That's it, good boy.
If they don't sit together, one of them will probably have to go next to Mrs. Richards. And she talks about her Dalmatians all the time.
Whoa.
Well done, Freddie.
Did you see the rising trot, Mum?
I saw everything. You were very good.
Casper was. You're fantastic, aren't you, boy?
And the next, Helen.
Yep, this is Sterling Gold.
So he didn't play up?
Henry? No, he was very good. Sarah said he was no trouble at all.
Is there another one?
Yeah, one more Sterling. And one more Borsetshire Blue after that, Tom.
OK, well, give me the Sterling first.
Right. He had a nap and then a good explore of her living room, she said.
Oh. Where do you know Sarah from?
Mother and Toddlers.
Oh, yes. So she's going to be your childcare when you go back to organics?
Yep. And Mum will have him sometimes, of course. Ready for the last one?
Please.
Yeah, well, it suits both of us. Sarah works part-time as well, filing records for the health service.
So you're taking it in turns, then, are you? Looking after each other's little monsters?
It should work most days. Either she has Henry, or I'll have Rowan.
And what's Rowan like?
Oh, she's lovely. And she gets on well with Henry, too. as far as they take any notice of each other.
That's all right, then.
Yeah, it's a real relief. I'm going to be so busy when I get back to organics, working up to the product relaunch.
Oh, yes. We'll all have to make a flying start to the new year.
Tom, before you go...
Oh, great. You've got the leaflets, Mum.
These are what you wanted, aren't they?
Yeah, of course. The veg box stuff. I shall be able to give out loads.
You should see the amount of cheese he's taking.
I'm sure it'll go. And the bangers. My stall couldn't be in a better place.
Oh, good. This is at the,
Felpisham Guildhall. The Christmas food fair.
Oh, yes.
I'm fourth in from the main entrance. About the point where people start taking notice.
Oh, that is a good spot.
And it's a double stall.
Are you there the rest of the week?
No, just today and tomorrow, Mum.
Oh, yes, you said.
Fat. You're keeping an eye on the time, love.
Oh,
yes. Have you decided what you're wearing yet?
Your anniversary meal.
We don't want to cut it too fine.
Well, I was just going to finish in the pack house, Tony. But let's get ready. I'm really looking forward to it.
He's got a broken headlight.
Then he's very silly driving that fast. Especially when it's so dark and cold.
I wish we could bring Casper back with us.
I know, Freddy. But you haven't got that long to wait.
Over a week.
You heard what Emily said. She's very fond of Casper.
So am I.
She wants him to get used to you before he leaves home.
Freddy takes a lot of getting used to.
I was quite impressed, actually. You're taking all of this very seriously, Freddy. And you handled Casper beautifully.
He's so easy to control.
Is he?
He's the best pony I've ever ridden.
Dad would have liked being there this afternoon, seeing you ride him.
Yes. Yes, I'm sure he would have.
Oh, that was delicious. A proper winter stew.
Do you want to take some back for Brenda?
Oh, is there enough left?
Yeah, plenty.
Great, then yes, please. I don't know what time she's coming in, but I bet she'll be starving.
Where's the meeting?
At the council. They're looking at some planning applications. Lillian wanted someone from outside there.
That's a good job you stayed on for tea, actually.
Oh, yeah, because I settled Henry so brilliantly?
No, because I've cooked far too much.
Well, staying on was a lot better than going back to an empty house.
So I prepared everything, and then I remembered that Mum and Dad were going out.
Well, that's good, isn't it? I didn't think they'd bother.
I was surprised as well.
I'm glad she's cheering up a bit, starting to put all that stuff behind her.
I hope she is. Oh, Tom, I'm so glad she didn't take it any further with Sharon.
Yeah, me too.
There you are.
Oh, thanks, Helen.
And can we have the container back this time, please?
As if I would forget.
Oh, but it has been hard for Mum. Having to look back at everything.
Then we'll just have to make sure she has a great Christmas.
And birthday. The 60th is pretty special.
Ah, that's what I meant to tell you. I was talking to Auntie Lillian about it this afternoon.
Mum's 60th?
How it's right in the middle of revving up to the relaunch. So, she's volunteered to organise something.
Ooh.
In fact, she insisted. You know, a proper celebration. So, that's one less thing for us to worry about.
I should have asked, shouldn't I?
What's that, Tony?
If this is Brookfield beef. It's very good.
Doesn't it say on menu?
No, just that it's local. They've only just started delivering their Christmas packs.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I saw Ruth taking the van round this afternoon.
Well, you can ask Frieda later, if we're staying.
Well, I'd like a dessert. How about you?
Oh, well, let's wait and see. That's about as much as I can manage.
Really?
Well, venison's very nice, but...
Overcooked?
No, it's just very filling.
Well... What about a top-up, then?
Oh, yeah, all right, little.
There we go.
That's lovely, thanks.
We don't have to stay much longer if you're tired, love.
No, I'm enjoying myself. Oh, look, there's Shula and Joanne, all the stable girls.
Oh, yeah.
The wine's very nice. Mm. Did you say it was Californian?
No, Chilean.
That's very nice.
Thanks for coming out, Pat.
No, I wanted to.
I know this isn't the easiest anniversary we've ever had.
Well, no.
But I was determined to mark it.
It's not just another date on the calendar for me. It's a reminder of the best decision I ever made in my life.
We've been good for each other.
Oh, I hope so. Everything important that's happened to me, you've been there. Having a family, watching them grow up, building up the farm.
Yeah, we've had plenty of good times.
And it's helped us to battle through all the rest as well. Everything that life has thrown at us.
Yeah.
Like now, love. We'll pull through this, like we always have done.
Will we, Tony?
Yes, yes, of course we will.
That's what I keep telling myself. But this time, I'm not sure it's working.
Oh, Pat.
I feel like you. So grateful we found each other. But suppose there's a point where...
What?
We've been knocked down so often, your hopes just fizzle out. What if one day you run out of the fight to keep going?
Can I come in, Lils?
If you have to.
What are you reading? Oh, your guidebook to Paris.
What do you want?
Do you like Casper?
He's not bad.
Thanks for not being mean about him this afternoon. And for the photo. It's great.
It's all right. I'm on a sarcasm break.
Are you?
Only for our birthday. You can see Mum wants us to enjoy it.
Christmas will be the same, won't it?
I expect so.
We'll just have to make out we're having a really great time. Mm. For her sake.
Oh, quick, love. Before it gets any worse.
It's chucking it down out there, isn't it?
Did the rain wake Henry?
Yeah. But he's gone back off now.
Oh, we'll have to be quiet, Tony.
Yeah, I will be. Yeah.
How was your meal?
Oh, very nice.
Yes, it was good. I had beef Wellington. Brookfield beef.
Yeah, it smelled delicious.
What did you have, Mum?
Venison.
Venison medallions with port and cranberries. It was lovely.
Any afters?
My father had a dessert.
Yeah, sticky toffee pudding.
Oh, that's a surprise. You didn't have anything?
Yeah, coffee.
Yeah, much better coffee than last time we ate at the Bull. Frida's finally mastered the machine.
What about you, Helen? What have you been up to?
Not much. By the time Tom left, and after getting Henry down again, I've just sat here and read.
Oh, that's good.
You know, I'm surprised it's rain and not snow. It's cold enough out there.
So, you've had a quiet night in?
Yeah, except for Henry waking up that once.
Do you want me to look in on him when I go up?
No, he's fine, Mum. He's only just gone off again.
Right. Well, you don't mind if I do go up, do you?
No.
Oh, you go on, Pat. You've done well to stay awake this long.
All right. Well, good night then, love.
Night, Mum.
I'll be up soon. Just going to take a look at the order book.
No, or do you want me to?
No, I'll do it. You go on.
Right. Did you say you wanted me to look in on Henry?
I'll do it, Mum. A bit later.
Oh, if you're sure. Well, good night then.
She's tired, isn't she?
Well, yes, but it's been a long day.
And you did have a good time?
Yes. Well, not bad. It's getting rather rowdy by the end.
But did Mum enjoy it?
Well, I hope so.
Just not herself, is she?
I thought a night out would do her some good. Oh, she made a real effort, Helen, but... Oh, I don't know. She's been going through so much.
I know.
Perhaps I should have left it.
No. You did the right thing, Dad. You can't ignore your anniversary.
No, of course not.
Tom says she's been a bit brighter lately, but I'm not so sure. You don't think...
What?
She might slip back into a real depression.
No.
I'm only asking because... Well, it's not like her to ask everything two or three times.
No. You're right, Helen. She has had a lot on her mind. But she's not going to get depressed again. Not like before. I simply won't let it happen.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Annabelle.
Any spare overalls?
Sorry, I didn't realise I was running late.
No, it's me. The partners meeting didn't happen. Reuben decided he had flu, so now I'm too early.
No, not at all. Very glad you get here, but...
No, carry on, Brian.
Do you mind? Just 2 minutes.
Go ahead.
If you want to go in the office...
I'm happy to wait. I've been stuck indoors all day.
Well, it won't take long. Well, I promised Adam I'd change the oil filter.
About time you got back in harness, after all your gallivanting.
Feels like we've never been away. Now, I've got to put a dab of oil on this. So...
Oh, stand back. I'm assuming from the tan you had a good time.
Oh, it was marvellous. Do you know, I was fishing off the most beautiful reef you've ever seen.
Oh, don't.
I mean, the fish virtually threw themselves into the boat. We barbecued the lot. It was absolutely mouth-watering.
Very nice.
Then back to reality yesterday. Wind, rain, your cheery heads up about Martin Gibson.
Well, I had to make sure you knew. He really is very annoyed.
Yes, well, I gathered that from your message. Incandescent was quite a clue.
What do you think, Sheila?
Oh, it's fabulous. Especially the lights around the treetop walk.
Aren't they wonderful?
And we've got a few more stalls than last year.
I noticed that on Saturday.
As soon as I suggested Christmas shopping, Mum insisted on coming back.
Naturally. I enjoyed myself. And I want another look at the jewellery stalls.
Oh, they're good, aren't they?
We might find something for Auntie Chris's birthday.
That's what I'm hoping.
Oh, I wish I had time to come round with you.
Oh, don't worry. We know how busy you are.
Are we keeping you from your work now?
I'm all right for another minute or two.
You seem to be doing very well, given that everyone's meant to be tightening their belts.
Well, yesterday afternoon wasn't so good. There were major glitches with the ice rink.
Because of the weather?
No, a couple of casuals didn't turn up. We had to close it for an hour.
Oh, dear.
Well, Roy dealt with it all. I was over in Westbury with the children.
Oh, seeing Casper again?
Well, we had to go for the actual birthday.
Oh. How's Freddie getting on with him?
Completely besotted. He can't wait for Emily to bring him over next week.
And did Lily enjoy herself?
She did. And somehow they got through the whole day without fighting. First time ever on a birthday.
Well, that's good going. They're very sensible children. And I'm so pleased you're all having Christmas lunch with us.
It's so kind of you, Sheila, inviting us over.
Oh, it's more fun for everyone.
And have you thought about afterwards?
Only
Jolene and Kenton are very keen on us all having Christmas tea at the Bull, aren't they, Sheila?
Well, yes. They'd like to see everyone, but they know we lead busy lives.
Yeah, that's the trouble, Mum. I might need to run back here after lunch.
I was only thinking it might be nice if the children met up.
Yeah.
They seem to be having a good run up to Christmas at the Bull.
Oh?
Yeah. It was almost full last night. I took the stable girls for a meal.
That's becoming quite a tradition, isn't it?
What was the food like? I haven't eaten there in ages.
Oh, not bad at all. Pat and Tony were there, having their anniversary meal.
Oh, goodness. How many years is that?
I didn't think to ask. They were so wrapped up in talking to each other. I only managed to say hello just as they were leaving.
It's thoroughly idiotic of him. Do sit down, Earl.
Thanks.
What can I get you?
Oh, nothing, thanks. I'm going on to another meeting in Lakey Green. But don't let me stop you.
I need something to drive out the chill.
Still adjusting.
We were in the high 20s all last week.
I'm long overdue a holiday.
What did Pete Wilkes actually ring him about?
A potential start date for the dairy, I believe.
What on earth for?
I don't know, Brian. I assume he was looking at cropping plans, something like that.
I've told him again and again. This is completely confidential.
Well, I suppose since you weren't around...
Don't say anything to anyone was obviously too technical for him.
Presumably he felt entitled to contact another member of the board.
So now Martin thinks...
You're blabbing to every Tom, Dick and Harry in the county.
Thanks, Annabelle.
Martin's words, not mine.
Because one potential supplier calls him?
His point was, he didn't know you were talking to anyone outside BL.
Because there was no need for him to know, not yet.
You know Martin. He's afraid of the media getting hold before BL's even decided how we're progressing the project. He took a lot of talking down.
Well, I'm sorry to put you through that. All I'm trying to do is give us options.
I appreciate that.
The way things stand with Adam, well, I need to look round, have other possibilities in place.
And you're quite right to do it, Brian, but can I suggest you're a little more discreet in future?
So David and Ruth are definitely going to be at the Bull on Christmas evening?
Yep, they told me yesterday.
Oh, it'd be lovely if Elizabeth came with Freddie and Lily, having everyone there.
Well, we can't make her mind up for her.
Nope.
And the more we press her, Mum...
I know. Point Elizabeth one way and she heads off in the opposite direction.
Well, it seems like that sometimes.
It's a pity she couldn't stay to have a drink with us.
Mm. Yes.
But at least she and the children will be with us for Christmas lunch.
Which just leaves New Year to think about.
Yes, the second.
That's the big concern, isn't it?
We can't leave them rattling round Lower Loxley on their own all day.
No, no, not on the anniversary.
I can't believe it's almost a year since Nigel died.
Oh, it's incredible, isn't it?
I did wonder about inviting them to Glebe for the afternoon.
That'd be nice.
Except it feels odd. Inviting them, but not being able to ask David and Ruth as well. Mm. I feel uncomfortable doing anything like that.
Yeah, so do I.
I want to support Elizabeth, but not condone her attitude to David.
Mm. That's what's so difficult, isn't it?
Mm.
Oh, we'll just have to see if we can come up with something else.
Yes.
Mm. This is delicious.
It looks very tempting. Marshmallows and whipped cream.
Mm, and sprinkles. I'm being very indulgent.
Hot chocolate's just the thing on a day like this.
What's the Glühwein like?
Oh, it's lovely. Especially the cinnamon. Do you want to try?
Oh, yeah, go on.
I nearly bought some on Saturday, but I don't risk it with driving. So now I'm taking advantage of you bringing me.
Mmm. Mmm. Oh, it is nice.
As long as I don't get too merry. We still haven't bought any presents.
Now, what are you looking for, apart from Auntie Chris's birthday?
Well, the only two I haven't got anything for are Ben and Josh.
Oh, well, Josh is easy.
Maybe for you, darling.
He only wants money this year.
Oh, that's not very Christmassy.
Oh, he's adamant. He told me when I was over there.
Oh, well, I'll put something in a card for him then. And see if there's some little thing here to go with it.
He always seems to be helping in the milking parlour these days.
He's so like Father.
Mm.
Whenever he helps me check the bees, he talks about the herd. Which are the good milkers and which are drying off.
Mm, he's becoming a proper dairyman.
Yes, he is.
Well, I know Ben still wants proper presents. We might see something on the game stall for him.
Hopefully. And will you help me choose something for Chris?
I'll try.
I saw one or two brooches on Saturday, but I couldn't make my mind up.
Isn't it kind of Peter?
The birthday meal?
Yes.
I always enjoy Grey Gables.
Do you know who Auntie Chris has invited?
Apart from you, me and Peggy.
And Jim.
Ooh, that should keep things lively.
Mm, they do seem to be getting on well.
It's a shame Peter can't be there himself.
Well, if his orchestra's in Berlin, he can hardly hop back.
No. And making sure his mother celebrates with friends is about the next best thing.
Hello?
Can I speak to Sharon, please?
Oh, okay. Who shall I say is calling?
I'm Tony Archer.
Hey? What the blazes are you playing at?
I don't want to bother you.
Then don't. Get off the phone and don't call again. All right.
No, all I want...
Sharon made that perfectly clear last week. Haven't you and your wife hurt her enough already?
I'm not trying to hurt anyone.
No? Then what are you up to? You want to wreck my son's head this time? Going on about his biological father?
No.
Good. Because it isn't going to happen. We're not having anything to do with you.
I can understand why you feel like that.
Good, then understand this. If you bother me and my family again, I'm going to get very, very angry. Got it?
Oh, don't hang up, please. Please, hear me out.
Why the hell should I?
As one father to another?
Look... I won't have my family messed around.
Oh, I feel exactly the same way. Protecting my wife and children is more important than anything.
So why are you calling? You know it can only make trouble.
Because I'm absolutely desperate. I've got no one else to turn to.
For what?
Since Pat found out about Rich, she's going through hell.
Yeah, well, no one asked her to start digging up the past.
No, but as a father yourself, perhaps you can understand a little why she did.
Well, I'm not sure that I can.
Well, when you lose a child, the pain is unbearable.
Yeah, okay, it must be.
I just want you to understand what a death like that does to you. You never get over it. Never. You simply learn to keep going, to put the pain in a box. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know how to explain. Finding out about Rich has ripped that open again.
Look, I'm sorry. I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Now my wife is spiralling down into the most terrible depression.
And that must be hard for you, but from what Sharon says, she's only got herself to blame.
I haven't rung to lay blame, or to deny that my wife and I had made mistakes in the past.
That's not quite how Sharon puts it.
No, all I'm asking is for you to show some compassion to your son's grandmother.
How?
Thinking about Rich is eating her up. She spends all day wondering what he looks like and what he sounds like, whether there's any trace of our boy in him.
Look, where is this going? Because
well, I wouldn't ask, but I'm seriously worried about her.
What?
If we could meet him, even just once.
Oh, come on, Tony. You don't know what you're asking.
We just want to see him. It would answer so many questions.
There is no way Sharon will go for that.
Oh, please, will you ask her?
What's the point? She won't listen.
If you tell her what it means to us.
You can't expect me to do a song and dance routine for you.
No. But will you at least tell her that I rang?
Fine.
Try to make her see
I've said I'll tell her, Tony. But I promise you now, she won't listen. I'm afraid you've just been wasting your breath, Tony. Goodbye.
Before we let the wieners out, Tom, I'll get the paperwork.
Okay.
So, it went well yesterday?
Whoa, superb. I shifted a real stack of bangers and loads of cheese.
Oh, that's good.
Made a nice change, staying indoors and being warm all day.
It's been grey and miserable all week, hasn't it?
Another hour and I'd have sold out completely.
Oh, very good. Movement licence and invoice.
Thanks, Neil.
I don't want to drive off with them this time.
Oh, you've got a serious garlic habit going on there.
Oh, yeah. Susan tried out some new canopies last night.
Were you expecting vampires?
We didn't finish them all, so I had a few leftovers for breakfast.
Right.
We're having a family drinks party Christmas morning. So she's experimenting with the food already. Right. Shall we let them out?
Yeah, look, I'll open the tailgate. You keep well back.
Huh?
Well, we don't want to stun the poor little beggars when they've only just got here.
That is good of you, Cathy.
Are you sure about the piping tubes? I can easily nip back and get them.
Then I'm all right for them, Tad. Now it's these scrapers and smoothers I've shorted.
Terry's put the marzipan on already on all 3 layers.
Yeah, once I chased you and Eddie out the kitchen, Joe.
And you're decorating it with royal icing?
Of course. And I'm studding it with pink and silver sugar flowers.
Oh, lovely.
I'm going to make them this evening, then put them aside till next week.
Yeah, well, it ain't only Clary doing something special for the wedding.
No?
Nick's asked me to take her and William up from Grey Gables and once round the green on the trap, straight after the reception.
Oh.
So folks who aren't invited gets a chance to see them all dressed up, see?
Then I suppose it's one way of getting Bartleby involved, Joe.
Well, they'll have to wrap up warm.
Oh, they'll be snug as bugs under the new canopy. Here, have you seen it?
Oh, yes. It's very striking.
Well, flame orange, that's what they call that particular seed. I reckon that'll set her wedding dress off very nicely, eh?
Well, I'd better get going or I'll be late.
Thanks ever so much for the icing tools.
I'm glad they've come in useful.
Do you actually do any work at the golf club this time of year, Cathy Perks?
Oh,
plenty. It's a chance to catch up with admin, chase subscriptions, and there are the Christmas socials to organise.
I saw some people on the course a few days ago.
Yeah, our members like to get out, as long as the greens are playable.
Funny sort of game, if you ask me.
Oh, well, I'm glad our members don't feel the same way. You will show me the cake when you're finished, won't you, Clary?
Yeah, of course I will. Oh, bye-bye now.
See you.
Yeah, bye then.
Thanks again, Cathy.
Honestly, Joe, funny sort of game.
Well, gee. Golf, Haggis and Jess and McCreary. Scotland's got a lot to answer for.
Now, are you and Bartleby going to run me up the field?
No, oh, right, right. Oh, yeah.
Last morning we need to see to the turkeys.
Oh, wow. We're set for killing and plucking tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, hold on. Yeah. What's this note, eh?
Okay.
Thursday the 22nd.
Oh, Nick wrote it to remind me when I'm babysitting. Her and Williams only managed to end up having their stag and hen do's on the same night next week.
They're a good batch.
Ah, I was pleased how they came on.
Do you want to come in for a coffee? Show Mum and Dad your face?
No, I'm all right, thanks, Tom. I want to get on fixing one of the hen houses this morning.
Oh, yeah.
I've already said hello to your dad when I drove in. Well, I'm not sure he noticed.
No?
He was crossing the yard. Looked miles away.
I think he had a bad night.
Yeah?
He was up and working at least 2 hours before I even got here.
Oh, that's Christmas, isn't it? You're always fretting about getting your jobs done before you take time off.
I guess so.
Right. I'd better press on till lunchtime. I wonder what Susan will be trying out on me this time. I hope it's not Parmesan breadsticks again.
You don't rate them?
Oh, I don't have the heart to tell her, but you'd be better off chewing firewood.
Oh, well, I'm sure it'll be a good party by the time she's worked out the menu.
Well, I like having people round, but it's all the trouble she goes to. Seems over the top to me.
If she enjoys it.
Well, yes, but we got the drinks party straight after church, and then she's got a full Christmas dinner to cook for the afternoon. Of course, her dad and Gary are staying on for that.
I guess that is a lot to get through.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I actually found myself agreeing with Tracy yesterday.
Oh?
Never mind fussing with canopies. Put out plenty of crisps and peanuts, and then keep the drinks flowing. And no one will notice what they're eating anyway.
There's a deal of good eating in here.
Let's hope so.
We got orders for most of them.
Yeah, Eddie was saying.
So when does she start back then?
Early January, cleaning at Brookfield.
And what about Lower Loxley?
A week or two after.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised they get enough visitors then.
Yeah, well, it's winter hours. Emma will only be doing 2 shifts a week in the orangery.
That's when she wants you looking after Kira, is it?
Yeah, and Georgie some of the time.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, sorry, I should have put the feed out.
That's all right. Now, Edward asked me about it last night.
When? I didn't hear him come round.
No, he rang. Well, you was outside listening to the carols.
Oh, well, that was a nice surprise. Alan bringing his little choir round, eh? Only 4 or 5 of them, but they made a decent enough racket. Yeah,
they're going all round the village all week.
Getting warmed up for their turn at cabaret night, I expect.
Well, that's everything here seemed to.
Yeah. Now, Edward and Emma does understand you're still looking for work yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So they ain't just presuming, eh?
No. Wouldn't like that at all, Joe. No, Edward were ever so apologetic. But they can't afford to pay no one, and Susan won't have no time.
Yeah, well, I suppose not.
He was so pleased when I said yes. You could tell it had been bothering.
Yeah, well, all I'm thinking is, come New Year, there might be lots of folk looking to take on new staff in shops and such.
The way things are, I'm so sure there will be.
Well, you don't know. Your luck's bound to change soon.
I'm holding my breath.
Well, you mustn't give up hope, Clary.
Oh, I ain't. Not really.
Well, as long as they realise you might be snapped up any moment.
They don't need me on my signing on days anyway.
Yeah, but what if a job comes up suddenly?
Well, we agreed. If a miracle like that does happen, they'll just have to sort something else out.
As long as they know.
Oh, we're pleased to be asked. I'll enjoy spending more time with little Kira. And it's nice at least my family still need me.
I'm not being a dreadful nuisance.
Of course not, Pat.
Since I was dropping off cream and yoghurts anyway.
I'll count this as my morning break.
Thanks.
I'm always happy for an excuse to get out of the office. Oh, unless you'd rather have coffee in there.
No, this is fine.
You don't feel overwhelmed?
Sorry?
by the decorations.
Oh!
We might have overdone it. One or two people complained the bar wasn't festive enough last year.
No, it's very glitzy.
Not too much?
No. Lovely tree. You're sure I'm not disturbing you?
I promise. We're having a very quiet morning.
You would say, wouldn't you?
Yes. So, how are things?
Well, busy. Quite busy.
And in yourself?
Oh, I'm all right.
Are you?
Hmm. The coffee's nice.
It's been very frustrating. I've spent the last hour trying to confirm the group for our dinner dance.
Uh-huh.
Then Linda rang.
Oh?
About the cabaret. I volunteered to help prepare and serve the food with Ian.
Oh.
Oh, she's getting in quite a state about it. The performance side's easy. All home ground to her. But the food, whoa. She's panicking. The hot dishes won't be hot and the wine won't be chilled.
Is it hard to find out where a child's at school?
Oh.
I'm not sure the best way to go about it.
You mean Rich?
I know he's in Leeds, but I don't know which school, and I'm not sure how much information they give out.
Why do you want to know, Pat?
I thought perhaps if I knew, I could drive up one afternoon.
No.
Why not?
It's not a good idea.
Well, I'd only go to the school gate to see if I could see him.
I understand why you want to. But you mustn't.
I won't bother him, Kathy. Maybe just say hello.
Even that.
I don't see why not.
Because you're mixed up. You're not really thinking straight at the moment.
He's all I'm thinking about.
Which is why you shouldn't even consider it.
I'll only talk to him for a minute before he goes home.
But if you do that, you'll make Sharon furious.
But she's being so unreasonable.
And you might turn Rich against you. I know how hard it is for you.
I'd be very careful. I've gone over what I'd say to him again and again.
Does he even know you exist?
No. No, he doesn't.
Then imagine the shock. A grandmother he never knew he had, appearing out of nowhere.
He might be pleased to see me. Oh. To find out there are other people who care about him.
It'll turn everything he knows about himself upside down. Who he is. Who his family
but
are.
If we...
How old is he, Pat? 13?
Yes.
Oh, such a vulnerable age. You could do real damage to how he feels about himself.
That's the last thing I want to do.
Well, if you spring yourself on him like that...
But how else am I ever going to see him?
Perhaps that won't be possible.
Oh, Kathy.
I know.
I can't bear the thought. I simply can't bear it. I know what you're saying makes sense. You're right. I shouldn't go near him. But as soon as I wake up in the morning, I wonder what Rich is doing. Does he jump straight out of bed like John did? Is he up and buzzing from the start, full of ideas and energy? I know he smiles like John. Does he talk like him? Laugh like him?
I can't imagine how hard this is for you.
It's impossible, Kathy. The questions keep going round and round in my head. If I saw him, they might stop.
Or you'll make things far worse. For him and for you.
It's the only hope I've got. I don't want to be like this anymore. I have to see him.
Oh, love, it must be unbearable.
It is.
But trying to find where he is, going to see him, it can only make a dreadful situation even worse. Please don't do it.
Oh, hell.
It's a good job you was around, David.
That's a heck of a leak.
Well, you sure it ain't just overtopping?
Oh, no, I don't think so, Bert.
Ooh, we've had a lot of rain at the start of the week.
Well, no, look, if you look, the slurry's not coming over the top of the lagoon.
Ah, yeah, it must be coming out lower down somewhere.
Yeah. and I've a fair idea what's caused it.
Well, I've got to admit there's a lot more muck come into the field since I first spotted it.
Yeah, well, coming in's bad enough. If it's going in the brook as well, it's a disaster.
Ooh, I didn't think of that.
I'm getting an engineer out, and I'm going straight over to check.
I hope you don't feel I'm taking advantage.
No, not at all, Linda.
I know you really came over to talk about Saturday.
Well, no, I'm happy to do it.
Oh, well, that would be so helpful, Fallon.
That's all right. I always enjoy rooting round scenery.
Well, we won't need much, only one or two pieces to dress the stage.
And you want to look when? Morning or afternoon?
Sunday afternoon, if possible.
Okay.
That's the easiest time to get into the hall. We won't have to dodge round the brownies then.
Always a bonus.
And Vicky's so busy.
That's perfect for me. I'm not serving till the evening.
As long as everything's in place before rehearsals, I want all our acts to be properly familiarised with the space.
I can't see too many problems with a cabaret. I mean, the singers won't need a great deal of room.
Don't forget Molly and Tilly's coconut dance.
Have we got extreme event insurance?
I have every faith in the girls.
Oh, so it'll just be me ducking under a table when they're on.
Well, at least they should be easy enough to control in rehearsals.
Yeah. Patrick said you're only rehearsing one act at a time this year.
Yes. Yes, I'm dotting them all through next week. You see, I'm hoping the performers will book tables as well.
Ah.
So it's better if they haven't already seen everyone else's act.
Are we still struggling for an audience?
Oh, no. Far from it. We're filling up nicely now.
Oh, well, that's what I came to find out, really. What sort of numbers am I going to need in my catering team?
Ah, yes. I've left exact ticket sales with some other bits and pieces in the living room. Oh. Do you want to go through, Fallon?
Okay.
Be with you in a second when I've gathered up the draft of my programme notes.
Well, it's no rush. I'm not busy.
In fact, there's been a real upsurge in sales. Oh, no, not her as well.
Does Ruth know yet?
No. She's delivering meat packs all afternoon.
Ah.
No sense in telling her till she gets home.
Oh, dear. Clem's not looking happy, is he?
Well, I don't think anyone is.
You're right, Mr. Archer. Something's given way in the lagoon. It's hard to tell precisely where.
But it's definitely down that end.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. You might be right about the badgers.
Well, you can see one of the entrances to the set from here.
Yeah, I saw, amongst the clumps of nettles.
Well, at least we didn't spot anything wrong in Aiden Brook. No dead fish.
Well, not yet. That could change any minute.
That's right. If you've got slurry forcing its way out, chances are the channel's only going to get bigger.
And if we start polluting watercourses...
Well, let's see what we can do to contain the damage, eh? Mm.
Well, what's the first step, Clem?
Draining the lagoon. We need to see the size of the problem.
Well, I know the slurry's got to come up, but what do we do with it? I mean, we can't spread it.
No.
Well, it could be worse, David.
What? How?
Well, at least the herd's only been inside for a few weeks. Now, a similar thing happened in your father's day.
Maybe later, but...
Ah, all right.
The sooner you make a start, the better. I don't know what gear you can get your hands on, but it could take you days.
Well... Could we tanker the slurry away? You don't know anyone who'd take it, do you?
Not off the top of my head. But I can try ringing around one or two places if you like.
Please.
See if anyone's got spare capacity.
The meeting on Saturday's for the whole backstage team?
No, only front of house and catering.
Oh. It's good you've got Kathy involved now.
I was delighted she's agreed. Her food handling experience will be invaluable.
And people are coming up with some great dishes.
Oh, that's still only a provisional list.
It was pretty amazing, though.
Ian has been a complete inspiration, especially with his 13 desserts de Noël.
Oh, wow, mini pumpkin pies. Waffles, apricot phyllo parcels.
Yes, it's his own take on the theme. The candied melons will have to be served separately, though.
Oh, that's easy enough. Well, as long as we don't run out of food, because from what you're saying...
Oh, I know. I told Pat this morning there's a very real chance we'll sell out completely.
Gosh, that'd be good.
Yes, I was encouraging her to buy while tickets are still available, but she didn't seem particularly enthusiastic for once.
Yeah. Well, Tom and Brenda are coming. They'll probably change your mind.
She'll have to be quick, then.
Right. Is that about it, Linda?
I think so.
So 2 o'clock here on Saturday.
Please.
And 1:30 at the hall on Sunday.
That's it. It's so good of you to help with the staging, Fallon.
Oh, no, it'll be fun. And sorry about the little scream earlier.
Don't worry. You're not the first.
Well, it was that hideous gleam in his eyes when I walked in.
Hideous? Rather than endearing?
Terrifying.
Oh. What if I have him peeping over a little holly hedge, perhaps with a jaunty red ribbon tied to one tusk? Doesn't conjure up images of the frozen north and Santa's workshop?
He'd only go there to eat the elves.
Oh, dear.
Sorry.
Never mind. You're not alone in your opinion.
No?
Unfortunately, no one's taken him to heart.
Well, table decorations are very subjective, Linda.
Far from it. Everyone seems to like Vicky's effort, whereas they all seem to think my centrepiece is thoroughly repulsive.
Well, an acquired taste.
Oh, well, I suppose I shall just have to face the inevitable. Especially now Coriander and Justin are coming with Oscar for Christmas. Oscar can be so sensitive.
Oh.
So I'm afraid it's back to the attic for my dear little walrus.
Hey, don't be stupid. We're nearly done. Oh, no wonder you were limping. Right, let's get this cut back. Eamon, hello.
Afternoon.
Look, let me...
Are you free to talk?
Yep, hold on. I need to get somewhere quieter.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sorry. I wasn't expecting... I wasn't sure you were going to call.
I wasn't either.
Thanks for getting back to me. Have you talked to Sharon?
Yes.
Ah.
You can imagine how she reacted.
So, it's a no?
Well, that's up to you, Tony.
What do you mean?
First of all, you need to understand, I've sweated blood over this, okay?
Yes.
Me and Sharon talked it right through. To be frank, we wish you'd never got in touch. But...
Yes?
We're prepared to let you and your wife see Rich.
Oh, thank you.
Once, and once only. And there are conditions, Tony.
Right, yes. But thank you.
You need to understand, we're not really doing it for your sake.
No.
We're doing it for our boy. Like I told Sharon, he won't be happy if he ever does want to know about his blood family and finds out we stopped his grandparents getting in touch. That is the only reason we're saying yes.
Oh, we're very grateful anyway.
And it's got to happen on our terms. Or not at all. Okay?
Right. Yes. How do you want to do it?
Well, we're with him the whole time.
Yeah, all right.
It's a short meeting in a public place.
Okay.
And you don't tell him who you are.
Pardon?
You don't say you're his grandparents.
We can't even...
I'm sorry. That's what we've agreed. If you even look like you're going to talk about his blood father, we'll walk off.
Oh, but...
We have to. For Rich's sake. It's not negotiable, Tony. I'm not having him shaken up.
Well, it's just that Pat will...
Hey! It's not only your wife suffering here. Sharon's completely ripped up by this.
Yeah, I realise that.
And we didn't want any of it, remember?
Well, what do we say? Who are we meant to be?
Old friends of Sharon's.
Oh, that's all? Old friends?
That's the best we can offer. So don't ask any more of me, because there's no more to give.
Where and when do we meet up?
I'll have to let you know.
Oh, when will that be?
Whenever we decide. It's taken a lot of hard work to get this far.
Well, how will we know?
I'll call you, okay? Now, are we clear?
And that's it?
Yes. That's it. A one-shot deal. So make your mind up, Tony. Yes or no?
Yes.
Do you want any more coffee?
No, I'll finish this, then I'll be off. Right. I'm sorry I couldn't get a better result ringing round.
Well, I wasn't for one to try.
I got more or less the same answer everywhere. It's the new NVZ regs.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised.
Everyone's being cautious.
I'd be exactly the same.
Well, that's it. They'll want to be sure they've got enough capacity.
So if I can't tanker it away, where does that leave me then?
Well, your only realistic option is ringing the Environment Agency.
Yeah, I thought so.
Well, spell it out to them. On paper, there wasn't a problem. You had enough storage for the new regs.
Yeah, until the damn badgers got busy.
If it is them.
I am 99% certain.
Yeah, and you're probably right. But you need to get the level down to see exactly what's happened.
So, first, I've got to ask the EA for a derogation.
Yes. Tell them you'll only put slurry on the fields furthest from the watercourses. Make it very clear you're aware of the dangers. You're not going to let nitrates start leaching into the brook or the Am.
Okay.
Then, I'll see what they say.
Yeah, all right.
They may not be very happy, but what else can they expect you to do?
Mm. Okay, thanks.
I know it's a swine.
You know what gets me is that even if I do play it by the book, I could still end up being fined.
I'm afraid so. Well, I've seen it before, David. And this is the best way to go. Get in touch with them straight away.
Yeah, I will.
At least then you're keeping them informed.
Yeah.
You're taking advice on the best way to minimise environmental harm. It should all go in your favour.
Should.
Well, ideally, you want them to send someone out ASAP. Maybe this afternoon.
Well, I can't see that happening.
Well, stress the risk to Hayden Brook. That might get them moving.
Yeah.
If they give you the thumbs up, try and get the draining started at once.
Oh, I will. Minute I get the go-ahead.
Actually, I'm out this way tomorrow afternoon.
Are you?
Yeah, in Pennyhasset. You may not need to get down very far before you see the first signs of damage.
And if I do?
Just give me a ring. If I can, I'll call by and we can start talking about how to fix it.
Well, thanks, Clem. You've been a great help, mate.
I haven't done anything yet. Now, I'll let you make that phone call. I'll see myself out.
All right. And thanks again.
What?
Don't you just love dairy? At the moment, it's simply one problem after another.
I've been in the lambing shed. Why? I mean, where were you looking for me, Jenny?
Well, I popped my head round the door of your office and had a quick look in the yard.
Oh, Adam asked me to do an hour while he went to Brookfield.
Wish I'd known.
The slurry lagoon's leaking.
No.
You know, David wanted to talk through draining and spreading, and I suspect to see if we can take any.
Is it a serious leak?
Must be. They had someone out from the EA first thing.
Oh, what bad luck, just before Christmas.
Hmm. There's no coffee on the go, is there?
Oh, darling, just sit down.
Well, I don't mind making it if you're busy.
No, no, sit down. Wait a minute.
All right.
If I'd known Adam was going out, I'd have asked him to drop Rory off.
Where's he gone?
Well, I took him over to the Buttons half an hour ago.
Don't tell me he started chasing after Molly.
No, their cousin's there today. You know, Stephen also goes to St. Francis.
Huh. Rory's tired of being home already.
Oh, you know that's not true. Wasn't it lovely yesterday?
Yeah, he did seem rather pleased.
Yes, he ran around everywhere, didn't he? Checking everything still in place.
Yeah, I think he's enjoyed his first term.
Yes, yes. Especially football and maths.
Well, you wait till he starts rugby and he'll see what a proper game's like.
Oh, it's good he's got so many friends already.
Has he mentioned Stephen before?
Mm-hmm, once or twice. They're in the same year, I think, but different classes.
Oh.
Do you want anything with your coffee?
No, thanks. No. Well, unless there are any Sultana biscuits left.
No, I'm afraid Rory had the last of those.
Well, I'll just have coffee. I need something to get me through a great batch of calls.
Oh, by the way, Susan rang. Wanted us to confirm that we'd be there on Christmas morning.
Where?
Well, Ambridge View. They're having drinks and nibbles, remember?
You didn't say we'd go, did you?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. Apart from anything else, Alice and Christopher will be there.
I mean, is it just the Carters and us?
Of course not, darling. Tracy and her children are living there at the moment.
Oh, yes.
And naturally, Susan's invited the rest of her family.
The entire Horobin clan. All mm-hmm. Oh, my Christmases come at once.
Try and be reasonable, Brian. She seems to be going to a lot of trouble with the food.
Well, as long as she doesn't bother with Parmesan breadsticks again.
Well, that won't take a minute to boil. You know, she was disappointed that Debbie won't be with us.
Almost worth staying in Hungary to get out of it.
Brian.
I know, Di, I know. I mean, you'd love Debbie to be here for her birthday and Christmas.
Yeah.
I realise it's a compliment, though, being asked to spend the holiday with her Hungarian friends. And, yeah, I'm delighted she's back for the new year.
And our next board meeting.
But I wish she'd come home a day or two earlier. I mean, what's she actually doing after Boxing Day?
Well, I'm ringing her in a few minutes.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, mainly to tell her where I've got to finding alternative feed suppliers.
Oh.
But I'll ask if there's any leeway with her flight.
So, is that the term finished then, Pip?
Well, I'm going back for our Christmas club night later, but otherwise, uni is over.
Oh, well done. Welcome to the holidays.
You haven't made it out to the ewes yet, then?
I haven't had a chance. I spent, 6 hours shifting slurry. And Clem's just been again. You know the engineer?
Oh, so what's happening?
Can I tell you when I get back?
It's all right. I'll come and give you a hand.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, is it hanging properly?
Well, as far as I can tell.
Well, let me see.
You should sell your Christmas wreaths at the farmer's market. You're very good at them.
Oh, took me long enough to make this one. Oh, I should have hung it up yesterday for Rory coming home.
He wouldn't have seen it. It was too dark when we got back.
Yeah, I suppose so. He's promised to help me with some more decorations. And he's nagging to get the tree set up.
Oh, I got through to Debbie.
Oh, and what did she say?
Do you want to go back in for a moment?
Yeah, it is getting rather chilly. Oh, I should have put a thicker woolly on.
There's no chance of seeing her any sooner, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's a pity.
She's going to a classical concert and then crunching numbers for a couple of days.
Well, couldn't you have persuaded her to put that off?
She wasn't in a very persuadable mood.
Oh?
That's the trouble with her being so far away. She doesn't appreciate the heavy lifting I'm doing back here.
With what?
Getting everything lined up for the dairy.
But of course she understands, Brian.
Didn't seem to. I'm meeting a lot of potential suppliers so we don't get tripped up again at the BL meeting. And all she said was she supposed having some kind of plan B in place was better than nothing. Pugh.
Well, she doesn't mean to be rude.
I'd like to see her get the idea of complete confidentiality into Pete Wilkes's head. I'm not sure it's possible without surgery.
Oh, Eamon?
Sharon's getting cold feet.
Oh, no.
So it's happening on Sunday, before she talks herself out of it.
What, this Sunday?
2:30. There's a Christmas market going on in Leeds.
Well, I'm not sure if my wife... Well, I haven't said anything yet.
Fine. Well, if you want to call it off...
No. We'll be there. But couldn't it be a little earlier? I've got to get back for milking.
No earlier, no later, no nothing, I'm afraid. That's when we're going to be at the market. If you're there, fine. If you're not, I'm sorry. I've done everything I can.
We'll be there.
Okay.
Whereabouts?
Not far from the Civic Hall.
Uh-huh.
There's a golden owl on a pedestal. You can't miss it. There's stalls around it selling mulled wine, that sort of thing.
Hold on, let me get a pencil.
Don't bother, you can't miss the place.
All right, a golden owl.
Yeah, a sort of statue. The one on the right. We'll be there bang on 2:30.
With Rich?
Of course with Rich.
And we just come up to you.
You recognise Sharon? You say, hi. How are you doing?
Old friends of hers.
Who happen to be doing a spot of shopping in the market.
And we can talk to Rich?
You say hello, same as to us. But please don't push it, Tony.
No.
If you make him feel uncomfortable, start staring or stuff like that, or say anything at all about your son...
No, we won't.
Well, that's what Sharon's so worried about. She doesn't trust you to hold your peace.
We won't say anything about John.
One word, and we're gone.
Yeah, I understand.
And Sharon wants you to be clear. When it's over, it's over. No more ringing, no more meetings, no contact at all in the future.
Well, never.
Well, that's up to Rich, not you. If he ever asks about his past, which, to be honest, he's not much interested in, we'll tell him. Until then, the subject is totally off limits. If you don't play straight with us about that, Tony, we'll put our side of the story to him, and I doubt he'll ever want to meet you again after that.
Well, all of this is going to be very, well, very hard to make my wife understand.
I'm afraid that's your problem, not mine. I've had a hard enough time at this end. Your choice, Tony. Take it or leave it.
They were ready for this, weren't they?
Well, normally you'd have been up here hours ago.
Well, I tried seeing if Bert could help, but he's Christmas shopping with Frieda.
And Mum's delivering meat packs again.
Yeah. She's had to do it all on her own this year.
Well, at least you've made a start on the lagoon.
A start's all it is.
The environment guy gave you a hard time?
I should have been monitoring the situation much more closely, apparently.
How? Have a webcam in the badger set.
Well, he meant keeping an eye on the lagoon. But I can't grumble too much. He gave us the derogation.
Oh.
I cracked straight on with draining.
How soon did you get to the damage?
Well, I've only uncovered the top of it. Still an awful lot of slurry to shift.
But you've proved it's badgers.
Oh, yes. I finally convinced Clem this afternoon. It's right in line with their set.
I'll have a look when we go down.
He said he can put in a repair to get us through to legal spreading again.
That's good.
But then we need a long-term fix. Pip, lining it is going to cost £20,000.
What, you're joking?
No, I'm not. And we'll have to get permission to disturb the badgers, can you believe it? Right, that should do.
Well, they didn't get permission to disturb us.
Well, it's that or look at other storage systems, like a tank.
Well, that won't be cheap.
Nothing will be.
You know, I thought we'd be all right for the new regs, with housing on straw.
Oh, we've got enough capacity for the yard and parlour, Slurry. It's the tunnelling that's thrown everything out.
Yeah, well, that's not our fault.
No, well, all the same. Whatever we do, we're going to be stuck with a huge bill we hadn't budgeted for.
Pat?
Oh, I thought you were milking.
Oh, Tom's doing it. You don't have to close down, love. Another school?
Oh, how do you know?
I wasn't snooping. But you didn't clear the history last time you were on the laptop.
I'm sorry, Tony, I can't help it.
I know you can't, love.
And if you're going to say I should see someone,
no,
it won't do any good. It won't change how things are.
Yeah. Mind if I sit next to you?
No.
I'm not going to suggest seeing a doctor. I'm not sure it would do any good either.
Whatever they say, Rich would still be John's son.
Yes. That's what I want to talk to you about. I've got a confession.
What?
A few days ago, I tried ringing Sharon.
Uh-huh.
I got through to Eamon instead. He wasn't thrilled to hear from me, but we managed a conversation.
Did you?
He's been back in touch today.
About Rich?
Oh, Pat, please, don't get your hopes up.
Did you ask if we could see him?
Yes.
What did he say?
Oh, take it easy, love. He said, purely as a one-off, we can go to the Leeds Christmas market on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, Tony.
Sharon and Eamon will be there with Rich.
That's wonderful.
No, unfortunately, it's not what you're thinking.
But we can see him.
Yes, for a moment. With Sharon and Eamon. And only if we pass ourselves off as old friends. Nothing to do with Rich at all.
What?
We're allowed to see him. Say hello. But that's it. We can never get in touch again.
We can't tell Rich we're his grandparents.
No.
But that's... I want him to know about us. About John.
If we say anything like that, they'll walk straight off.
Oh.
I know it's not much. But
perhaps when we're there, they'll relax and let us talk properly.
No, love. We can't even go if that's what you're thinking.
Why not if we get on well with him?
Eamon spelled it out. They'll take him away and then talk to him about us so that he never wants to see us again.
That's wicked.
Oh, Eamon's not a bad man, Pat. I think they're frightened of what could happen to their family.
But how can I see him and not tell him who we are?
We can't do anything like that. We walk up, chat for a moment or two, and then move on.
But it's so little, Tony.
I know, my love. But that's all there is.
Oh.
You have to decide if it's enough.